You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. And if the confirmands would come forward as well. Good morning, Sawyer. Hi, Isabel, Maddie, Rosalie. Hi, Cameron. Hi, Kate. And there's Maddie. Good morning, everybody. Want to come sit by me, Cameron? I would like that. So in just a minute, after you all go to Children's Church, we're going to read the gospel lesson. And the gospel lesson is going to talk about how, as Jesus was teaching his disciples, he was offering them a blessing. And when he was offering them a blessing, he ascended into heaven. And so we're going to stay here and we're going to think about what it means for us and how we live our lives that Jesus ascended into heaven. But I wanted us to think about Jesus giving his disciples a blessing. I kind of wrestled this week because blessing is one of those church words where we can use it in a sentence, but it's hard to really define what a blessing is. So one of the ways we use blessing is the word for a prayer before a meal, where we say, "Will you offer the blessing?" And we give God thanks for the food and the hands that prepared it. But the way that we're talking about blessing when Jesus gives his disciples a blessing is a little bit different. So I tried to figure out how to put it into words. And does everybody hear that ringing, or is it just me? Do you hear the ringing? Is it? You're hearing it? So will you grab the mic from the altar for me and we'll... Neil, maybe we'll turn my headset off and I'll use the handheld for a minute. So to offer a blessing and what it means in the Bible, it means to offer words of strength in places where we might be weak so that God's strength can help us in our weakness, or so that the words of a blessing can increase or make bigger our joy and our peace. And so I don't know if you've ever recognized this, but always at the end of the service, I get to offer a blessing to everybody, where I say, "The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with mercy and grace." Do you remember that part of the service? No, well, make sure at the end of the service you listen for it today. So at the beginning of this service, we gather in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then as we leave this service, I bless you with the saying the Lord's name three times. So we gather in the name of the triune God, and we're sent forth in the name of the triune God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. So our service starts in God's name, and our service ends in God's name. And that's one of the ways that we bless other people. And so I was wondering this morning if I could offer you a blessing. And so maybe we can go gather at the font, and as I offer you a blessing, you can dip your hands in the water and make the sign of the cross on your forehead, like in baptism, and I can offer you words. So will you come with me around the font? Cameron, do you want somebody to help lift you up? Maddie, will you lift Cameron up so he can dip in the font too? Okay, so everybody, if you want, dip your finger in the font. Get some water on your finger. And then make the sign of the cross on your forehead. Make the sign of the cross. And I want to bless you by saying, you are a gift from God. May God bless you with love and joy. And may God give you a kind heart and a heart filled with courage so that you can help right some of the wrongs in the world and make the world a better place. Amen. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for each other.
Thank you for each other.
And thank you for our church. help us
to live out
your love in the world
so that we can bless others
in your name. Amen. All right, you can go to Children's Church with Isabel and Tina this morning.